Lights. Camera. Action. When watching a film, the last thing we tend to think or talk about is the lighting. Yet, it is one of the most important parts. Not only does it allow us to see, but it plays a huge role in conveying the emotion in a scene. In this episode, I'll be going over how lighting conveys and enhances the emotion of a scene, why it is important to choose a strong lighting setup, and how would that affect the mood of a scene, and what would happen if you shot various emotions but didn't change the lighting setup. My name is Kate Sloan, and this is Know It All. Jules Fisher has lit over 200 Broadway and off-Broadway shows, as well as film, ballet, opera, television, and rock and roll concert tours. He has received 18 Tony nominations and won 8 Tony Awards for lighting design, a record in this category. He states that lighting is not about function, it's more about the mood and the emotion that the playwright and the director are trying to create. Our job is to support their poetic direction. That was from Broadway World, and you can learn more about Jules Fisher from their website listed in the show notes. How much lighting is used, the color or hue, and the direction of where the lighting is coming from all play a role in what emotion is being communicated. Low lighting, with deep contrast, is really great for scenes in which you are trying to show fear, horror, sadness, or anxiety. These scenes appear dark and typically have a lot of shadows that instill fear in the viewer's mind. High lighting, with little contrast, convey the opposite. These scenes are bright and airy and communicate joy, happiness, and tranquility. The tone or color of light also psychologically messes with the viewer's emotion. Cooler tones, with blue hues, are often associated with sorrow and heartache, whereas warm tones convey a sense of calmness and serenity. Let's say you wanted to shoot a horror scene. Using bright, warm lighting wouldn't have the same effect as using dark, harsh lighting. The emotion wouldn't be emphasized as well, and the scene would feel as if it were lacking something. As you can see, lighting plays a huge role in cinematography. So, the next time you're watching a movie, take a minute to think about what type of lighting is being used and how it adds to a scene. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Kate Sloan. A special thanks to Professor Beth Bonnock, Emerald Lodgen, and the Digital Media Program for all their support and guidance. My name is Kate Sloan, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in less than 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about cinematography. Bye for now!